These make really good crackers. You put this in your sauerkraut, too. These are the Jerusalem artichokes. And they're kind of sweet and nutty.
Really good for diabetes.
And these are the ones, actually, that you can make your raviolis out of. These are turnips.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how much these are. And these are rutabaga, which you can actually make rice substitute out of, like sushi rice, or I make something I call rutabaga rice. So it's made out of rutabagas, and sometimes I make them also out of parsnips.
Hi, sunny viewers, and welcome to Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. On our previous program, Chef Dina Knight showed us the first steps in making sauerkraut, a health-promoting, probiotic-rich food. On today's episode, she shares how to store your sauerkraut and seasoning ideas so it tastes just the way you like.
Okay, so now that you've got your cabbage all processed and really juicy, which is what you're looking for, then what you're going to need to do is put it in some type of container. This is actually a specially made container that's made out of ceramic that will allow you to store a lot of cabbage or sauerkraut or other cultured vegetables. And you can buy one of these maybe online or something like that, or just find a nice ceramic pot that is deep enough that you can put the bulk of your cabbage in. And if you've got a nice, you know, glass jar, that would be a second good option. I wouldn't recommend using plastic because plastic can leach some of the chemicals that are in the plastic, even the food grade. I wouldn't use any aluminum pots or anything like that, but you could possibly also use like a stainless steel kettle, like a large one, or a stainless steel pot. That would be probably the other thing that you could use if you don't have something like this, which is a beautiful cultured vegetable maker. Save your pickle jars or whatever you end up having. Just go ahead and you're going to take your cabbage. You're going to put it into the jar, and you want to basically get it really full. You can leave a little bit of room at the top, because what will happen is, as it starts growing the natural probiotics in there, it might start expanding. So you can leave a little room at the top for that expansion to occur. And you want to press it down really far. So if you take your hand and just kind of press it deep in there, you can see you can still fit a lot of cabbage into this, even this tiny jar that I've got here. So you can either get like a small plate and put it in here, or if you reserved those outer cabbage leaves, you can put those on top of your cabbage, and that will help to kind of protect the inner part of the cabbage. And then some type of weight, you know, either a stone or rock, or I just use a smaller jar that could fit in here with water, and it just helps to keep that down so you can see it allows that liquid to come to the top. That's a really important part, and if for some reason it starts to get dry, add additional liquid to it, some water, maybe a little bit of salt. And that way you'll continue to keep the cabbage that's underneath it completely submersed, which is really important. So once you have your cabbage fully submersed in that brine liquid that you've created, which is just the salt and the water, then all you're going to need to do is put it into a dry, pretty warm location, I'd say between 60 and 70 degrees. If it's just room temperature, that's actually really ideal. And put it in some place that's dark. You don't need it in direct sunlight. And then you're going to cover it just so no bugs or anything get in with a nice light towel, just to keep it so that it still can breathe, because it is a living organism and it's going to continue to grow. And if you try to put a jar top on this at this point, you might end up, it might actually pop the top, or you might get some kind of explosion happening, so that wouldn't be a good idea, because you need that breathing room for that cabbage to continue to expand and to grow and to turn into that living food that it is. And then we could check on it maybe in 3 to 5 days and see where we're at. What can sometimes happen is you might get a little bit of mold that kind of grows on the top. That's perfectly normal. That happens pretty often. You just scrape that off and put it into the trash. But the cabbage that's underneath that is perfectly safe, and it's really full of beneficial bacteria. And so you can taste the cabbage that's underneath the leaf as long as it's been submersed the whole time and make sure that you like the taste. Basically, you're looking for a flavor that is a little bit tangy. That's usually what you're going to get with sauerkraut. If you want it to be even stronger, then you can let it ferment longer. But if it's about to the consistency or flavor that you like, then you can stop the fermentation process, by putting a lid on it, and it'll slow it down when you actually put it into your fridge. This is some sauerkraut that I've had fermenting for about 5 days, and you just can't believe the difference that it makes just while it sits there. So in this particular ceramic crock, I have a little bit of water that I put on the outside layer, and I have a couple of weights that came with it that helps to press the sauerkraut down below its brine, just like we did, except we used the jar for the other one. And the sauerkraut that comes out is just a beautiful purple, pink, kind of, you know, really beautiful color. And at this point, you know, you can taste it and see if it matches what kind of flavor that you want. It's got a lot of probiotics already in there, and you're going to really enjoy this with your salad. It's full of rich probiotics, which help your gut lining, which help your digestion, which really help your immune system. These are what combat against any of those bad bacteria that we have in our system, and they'll help you to remain healthy for the long time. So we've made our basic sauerkraut, and in and of itself, that is delicious. But to add additional flavors and textures and nutrition to your sauerkraut, what you might want to do is add a few optional ingredients. Now, one of my favorite sauerkrauts is actually what I call a caraway sea kraut. And all it is you take your original sauerkraut batch, and on about day 4 or 5, when it's still fermenting, what you're going to do is you're going to add some sea vegetables to your sauerkraut. Now, the sea vegetable that I have here is called arame. And this is what it looks like in its dried form. And it's very rich in B vitamins and protein, and very mineral dense. In fact, it also has iodine in it, which a lot of people are very deficient in, which helps with your thyroid gland. So it's very beneficial to add sea vegetables into your diet. And so when you soak it, it looks like noodles. And all you have to do is add maybe a couple bags of, you know, maybe 8 to 10 ounces of the sea vegetables into your mix of sauerkraut, and then just let it sit with it, and it'll continue to release its mineral density into the sauerkraut mix, and it really tastes great. You can add in any optional ingredients that are like, you know, maybe I wanted to add some extra spice or something like that. Then you're going to add additional nutrition and flavor to your sauerkraut so that you're not really stuck with just the plain cabbage if you want something a little bit more fun. Now, if you want to go for something that's a little bit spicier, you could create sort of like a kimchi. Traditionally, kimchi is made with Napa cabbage and usually green cabbage or Savoy cabbage. And to add to that, you would add a little bit of fresh ginger. So you add a couple inches of ginger that you minced up and put into the mix with the sauerkraut. You can add extra chilies, like maybe serrano peppers or jalapenos or Thai chilies, depending on really how hot you want it. And then you might add a little bit more salt and maybe some daikon radish, which is right here. This is also known as the icicle radish. The icicle radish is really rich in calcium, and so it's great for building your bones, and it's super nutritious because of that. And you can ferment the radish along with the cabbage or also carrots or some type of other root vegetable. All of these really go well together to creating what we call cultured vegetables, which is one of the oldest traditions in the world. Pretty much every culture around the world has some type of fermented food that they use. Like in Korea, they use kimchi, and in Germany, they use the sauerkraut. Japan has miso. If you want to help it to even have more beneficial bacteria in it, is to use what's called a culture starter. You can purchase these online. Body Ecology has them, as well as Wilderness Family Naturals. Those are two locations that sell culture starters. And they have the beneficial bacteria already set up for you. You can just add them into your the top mix of your cabbage. In addition, you could also buy probiotics in the cold section of your grocery store. You want to make sure that they have the beneficial, like lactobacilli and bifidus. There's a whole different cluster of beneficial bacterial organisms that you can add in. They can help your sauerkraut to be even stronger and more healing to your gut by having those additional organisms in there, which, you know, we can all use more of those. Other flavors of sauerkraut that you could create could be a mix of dill, like you could use fresh dill, and maybe some lemon. You could add a little bit of lemon juice to it, or you could do ginger and lime. They're really, the possibilities are endless as far as what kind of combinations you can create that will be delicious for you. So experiment, try all different kinds of combinations. I think you'll really have fun with it. This is one of the best ways to get living foods in your diet, other than what I showed you last time, which is basically growing your own sprouts, which is awesome because this is super cheap and easy to do, just like making your sauerkraut. And it's one of those ways that we can get these living foods for our living cells, and that is just ultimately one of the most important things that you can do for health. Anyone that's suffering from cancer or diabetes or just wants to lose some weight, by getting these beneficial bacteria into your gut, you will start to notice that your health will improve, your immune system will improve, you'll start feeling better, your digestion will improve, and that most people could use some help with that. You'll feel the difference. So definitely add more probiotic-based foods in your diet, because so many of us, our internal flora, our internal gut system, is really damaged, and that's from years and years of antibiotics, which if you actually look at the root of antibiotics, it's like anti-bio, which is life, so anti-life. And here we're in the process of probiotics, which is pro-life, you know, pro-life in terms of helping us to get more of that life into our system.
Visit Chef Dina Knight at greenivore.com and elivinghealth.com for more green-going recipes and tips for a healthy life.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/VEG.